Welcome to Tales from the Pictures We Save, a weekly podcast produced and published by the team here at Scan My Photos. We've spent the past 26 years helping our customers preserve tens of millions of happy memories, milestones, achievements, and events, all of which have incredible stories behind each and every photo. And now we're eager to share these stories with you. In this week's episode, one Scan My Photos customer faced a daunting task so she could honor her late sister's legacy. I'm your host, Janine Lucas. Old print photos usually end up in an unorganized pile inside a box or a plastic bin. While this storing method is not recommended, it can certainly be easier to prep these photos for a scanning project than pulling apart framed pictures and praying the original copy doesn't stick to the glass. Scan My Photos customer, Christine Cowart, found herself faced with such a challenge and ended up removing over 2,000 pictures from their frames, and from several photo albums, to get them scanned and digitized for her niece.
My older sister, Nora, passed away suddenly last year. She was 70 at the time and had lost her husband in an auto accident years before. They left behind their only child, my niece, who's now 48. After her mother passed, my niece decided to move back to her childhood home, but the walls were covered with framed photos. A good portion of the photos were poorly framed pictures that were taped to the glass, but the memories were important to preserve.
Christine offered to help her grieving niece by collecting all those framed pictures, removing them from each frame, organizing and identifying every photo, and then sending them to Scan My Photos to digitize.
It took 4 months, an SUV full of picture frames, and when we were done, the walls of the house looked like Swiss cheese because of all the nails. Some of the photos were in bad shape or faded from the sun, but we were able to get the vast majority of important pictures together and got rid of any nondescript ones, like random pictures of the ocean or a sunset.
Even though the project was time-consuming, it was important for Christine to complete it for her niece's sake, as well as her own.
It was a good project, kept me busy over the winter. I have to admit, going through those photos really helped with the grieving process. You relive all those moments, and it brings back so many long-forgotten happy memories and events. My sister was a nurse and went to a Catholic nursing school, so there were pictures of when the nuns put her nursing cap on at her graduation. Then there were her prom pictures and all the photos of her looking pristine over the years. She never got dirty and always looked perfect. But the most important point to all of this is we got to remember how she lived, not how she died, and that took away some of the pain in the process. You never get over the suddenness and shock of it, but you have something tangible to look back on. And it really was a life well lived.
Not only was it a daunting project to complete, but sending those photos away to get scanned did initially cause some concern.
It does take a leap of faith to take an entire lifetime of memories and send it across the country to get scanned. But Scan My Photos provides really extraordinary service. It's high quality, and I got the impression that the team truly cares about these photos as much as you do. Once the scanning was complete, I was so relieved to know these memories were now in a protected format that wouldn't be lost forever. I've encouraged other people to take the plunge and send those print photos to get scanned. You never want to lose those pictures to a fire or flood or even sun damage. You'll never get those memories back.
Now that the project is complete, Christine's niece was thrilled to get the digital copies and often shares them on her Facebook page. Her niece's children, who were very close to their grandparents, are also enjoying looking back at the old photos and learning who's who in each picture.
It's a tribute to the person who passed. Things matter in life: proms, engagements, and science fair awards. It's all a part of living. A picture tells a story and holds a memory. It's so important to keep these safe.
This episode of Tales from the Pictures We Saved was produced and published by Scan My Photos, with music by bensound.com. Christine was voiced by voiceover actress Chris Kepler. And as always, we'd like to give a special thanks to Christine for sharing her experience and stories, and to all of our amazing customers for their patronage and support. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Janine Lucas. We'll see you next time.